This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December 16. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Isaiah 43:19. See, it says there, "I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." End of quote. Have you ever entertained the thought of how you could begin again in life, erasing all the previous records? Erasing all on the boards and beginning brand new? You see, the Bible is full of people who began again. Be it Adam, Moses, David, Job, and the list goes on. Our loving God is the God who allows you to begin again. Do you like to begin brand new again? What stops you from beginning again? Made a couple of bad choices in the past? Reaping the consequences now? Have you lost your career? Are you in debt? Faced with health issues? Did your spouse walk away? Children turned against you? Friends cheated you? Beloved, God the Bible says this to you: "I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." This promise is not from any human beings. You heard it from the Lord God in heaven, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It means the living God in heaven says He makes impossible possible for you. You see, I want you to leave your doubts and worries and embrace and claim God's promise today. Bible says, today's Bible insight in the book of Isaiah 43, to a discouraged, depressed, and hopeless people. They did not have any hope for the future. They made their own grave by their disobedience and rebelliousness to the loving God. They turned their back to God and forsook God. So as a result, God sent them to exile in Babylon to reap the consequences of their sins. The book of Psalms chapter 137 describes their plight. It says, "By the rivers of Babylon we sat and wept, when we thought of Zion, our home, so far away. On the branches of the willow trees we hung our harps and hid our hearts from the enemy. And the men that surrounded us made demands that we clap our hands and sing songs of joy from days in the past, songs from Zion, our home. Such cruel men taunted us, haunted our memories. How could we sing a song about the eternal God in a land so foreign, while still tormented, brokenhearted, and homesick? Please don't make us sing His song." End of quote. However, amid all this hopelessness, God said to them, "Do not brood over the past. Do not spend your time on something you cannot change now. What was done was done. However, God says, move with my plan now. I am doing a new thing in your life. The new growth has already sprouted in you. Can't you see? God wants to move in and make a way in your wilderness and rivers in the desert for you. He knocks at your door, promising a blessed future again. You see, our God is loving and compassionate. When we turn to Him in repentance and confess our sins, He has the power to alter the circumstances. He would allow you to begin again. God says in the book of Romans 8:28, He can cause all things to work together for good in your life. Whatever happened in your life, He can turn it around. He can cause all those things to work together for good at the end. Aren't you excited about God's beautiful and wonderful plan? When we come to Jesus Christ, His Son, and the Savior of the whole world, the Bible promises you to become a brand new creation by God's divine grace and power, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Because when you accept Jesus as your Savior, you're going to be brand new. You're going to be a new creation. You can begin again with the love of Jesus Christ. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I come to you with a heavy and broken heart. My hope is in you, Lord. Please remember me. You promised you would make a way for me in the wilderness and rivers, in my desert. Please do this for me, Lord. Please help me. I am sorry for my sins, bad choices, and mistakes. Now I believe Jesus Christ, your Son, the Savior of the world, who died for my sins and rose again to forgive me and grant me eternal life. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Lord, make me a new creation, brand new creation again. by your saving and blessing power. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.